Hello.
Hello. Hi, Anna. How are you? Am I catching you a
Good.
good time?
Yes, that's okay.
Yeah. Anna, did you receive the email that I just sent you?
I'm gonna check right now.
Okay. While you're checking that, Anna, I was wondering if you were able to update Alex's drawing that you do amazing, to be honest. It's crazy how you do that yourself.
Oh, my computer is slow today. I don't know what is happening.
Maybe you should try erasing your cookies and cachet. Sometimes that makes it slow.
Are you close this? Maybe. I called this.
So that's the
Just
quote that I
change
sent you
things.
while you're waiting. It's the first one that you sent me for Kaplan 601.
Okay, I found. Okay, Kaplan. Yes, he's just a Homero. Okay, so Christian is $6,000. Ooh. I changed some stuff for Christine. I'm gonna send you the picture so you can understand.
Okay, and Christine is the last one, right? The third one you
I
sent me,
just
I'm
send
sorry.
you the pictures. Okay, good. Yay! This is the first one.
So I sent you Christine's, and then I'm going to look at it while you look at it as well.
Just give me 1 second because I'm gonna send to you this.
Anna, I spoke to my team as well about the sample door, and they told me if you actually make a purchase, it will send you a sample door. Absolutely.
But it's not one simple door. I went with the colors, like this all.
You want
So
one of every
I
color.
thought it would be better if I could go to the place and, I just sent you one picture from
Of
Christine,
course
so
you
you're
can.
gonna
You could
understand
definitely.
what
You're more
I'm.
than welcome to go visit our warehouse. That would be amazing. I would love for you to do that, to be honest, Anna, so you can see touch it. I can try to see if they can bring it to you because you told me that you are 4 hours away. But I would love for you to go visit that warehouse. I know it's far, but it's
Yes, it's too far.
You can see how
It's
big our warehouse
too
is
far.
and what we
So
provide.
give
We are,
it,
I understand.
just give a look and what I'm thinking of the kitchen. So you're gonna understand better, I think. Also this with the picture.
And this one is for Christine.
That's how I told you I do. I draw what I imagine on the space. I draw and I do this that you think, but it's not in scale. It's just where the cabinets go, where the sink or the refrigerator, so it's not in scale.
That's actually a nice drawing. Okay. I see it. So this is the one for Christine, the one that are also the quote that I sent you, right?
Yes. So that's how I imagine that the kitchen's gonna look. You know, but of course there is a lot of stuff that I don't know if so I do modifications, but that's how I was thinking.
Okay.
So this is probably the
But
picture
so
that
the
I'm
measure
gonna send to. I'm sorry?
so the measurements that you gave was are the right measurements, right?
Yes.
As long as the numbers you sent me are correct and they match, the cabinets that we have given you the quote are gonna fit. Because they're going by your measurements.
Yes,
If you
I
want to play
know.
with it,
But what
that's
I'm
your.
telling you is, and when I draw, I do the math. You know, I mean, I do one cabinet 36 and one cabinet. So that's how I sent to you the first time. I do the math before I think of, so, and this, but I don't, but the picture that I just sent to you is how I imagine and is now really in the real scale. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. So there is some modification to that you want to do as well, right?
Probably there is, I have to do some modifications because not all of what I imagine can fit. That's what I'm telling you.
We'll look at the quote real quick if you allow me, Will. Okay, so you would still want to modify this one as well?
Did you see the picture that I just sent to you?
Yes, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, so did you see that on the corner over there's open shelves?
On the corner where the fridge is at or where the wine bottles are at?
No, the corner in between the two walls.
Okay. Yeah, where those little plants are at?
The what?
There's two little plants up there. Like those shelvings up there.
Yes. So I mean, I don't know if you have shelves because I did not see in
We
your
do. We have
castle
shelves,
shelves.
absolutely. We absolutely have
So
them. And they're three
I
quarter inch
was
solid
thinking
plywood.
about the shelving of the same color of the cabinet. Just through the shelves here, or the same color of the cabinet. But you don't have the caramel shaker, right?
We do have caramel, yes.
I did not see the caramel in
The
your
only thing is that we do some special orders. So I'm glad you brought that up because we can get you the caramel, absolutely. And even so I'm glad you're speaking about that. Let's kind of get off this message right here. The Aspen White, because you asked me how long it would take for it to get delivered. The Aspen White is a specific color that it will take up to the 7 days for us to get it to you. And I'm sorry to bring that up before I forget. I
No,
want to make sure that you see that.
7 days
And
is
only
okay.
because the Aspen White is a specific color that we have to process it as you order it. We just don't have it, you know? And so when you order it, that's when we paint it and that's when we put it through our high-tech system. But that's the other project. But as of right now, absolutely, yeah, we have the shelvings that you're asking for, which are going to be 3/4-inch shelvings, solid plywood.
No, I wouldn't how can I explain this to you? No, I don't want a 3/4-inch shelf. No, that's not what I want.
You want it thicker than that? So you want it thicker than 3/4 inches?
Yes. Really? I want a thick shelf, like a open shelf, not like a shelf from inside the cabinet.
Right. Not like a drawer. Or, I mean, like a, with a door, you just want it, just like the picture says.
Yes, but this is a thicker shelf. But, I mean, my desk can make, if I have a panel, they can make, because they made this for me before.
Oh, so you guys can make it for you?
Yes, they can make it. If I have the, I have to buy panels for the two sides of the refrigerator here. So with what is like a weight for the panels, they used to do the shelves for me. They did before.
Okay. How thick were the panels?
And do you sell the edgy band for the same color of the cabinet, or just the paint?
It's all the same color. Everything that you order from us, if we have it, it could all be the same exact color. And it all matches. It's,
I know,
like,
but
our
do
system.
You have edgy band? Or I have to buy flat molding.
You said edge bands?
Edge bands. Edge. So for the edges. Edge band. Or I have to buy flat molding.
You mean like,
to do the shelf, I need to be finished, right? If I cut the board, I don't have the corners painted the same color, so I need to add something. Or sometimes I add an edge band if you sell the edge band, or sometimes I just buy flat molding and I add
just
flat
paste
molding.
It in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're talking about like right on the edge. Absolutely, I know what you're saying. We can do the edge bands, absolutely. Those will be available. Like I said, our anything that we do is painted inside and out, so it's already gonna come painted. It's not gonna come.
I know, but it one. How can I explain this? When I cut the panel, the piece is not gonna be finished, right? Because it's gonna be
right.
Cut.
Or you're gonna be able to see the wood. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So you want to add that edge band. Yeah, we can cut that for you, absolutely. There's no reason why there is not. We have the material. And it will be the exact same color to match what you're requesting.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not a done deal yet. I have to show this to the owner, and she has to tell me if she wants this way or not, you know. So it's not a done deal yet. So yes, I'm gonna do the list for the new list that I want for Alex.
Okay. So you don't have that as of right now, right? You know, do you with those edge bands, if you mean even if you get a skin panel, you can cut it to the measurement, you know, with the same exact color. So you can get one skin panel and it will give you a lot of edges there as well. Since you say you have some installers that can make that happen for you. It sounds like you have a good team on your hands.
Yeah, I just got one. My husband is the one that does this, those stuff that I think and he makes.
That's a great team.
Yeah.
So yeah, even like the edge bands are available, and if it's like let's for some reason, let's say they're not, you can just order a skin panel the same exact color and just cut it right to the measurement.
No, the skin doesn't work because it's not,
It doesn't work for you.
The skin has the same problem. I have the same problem with the skin. When I cut, I see the side. So that does not work. It all has to be a flat molding, all painted. Like I don't know, 2 inches or inch and a half molding
Right. It has to have that
applied
molding. It has to,
on. Usually they do.
let's say it has to like
Usually
get
they
like
stick
a crown
for
molding.
the co Yeah, no. Usually you have something to finish corners on the toe kick. Let me go and
Yes,
grab
yes.
my
So,
license and I'll show you.
so let me just like, so if you cut it right, let's say like at a 45 degree, it will match directly that corner, as long as the way you cut it, and you will not see that what you're seeing, that wood that
Yes,
you don't like.
it's easy to cut a 45 when you have a 12-inch shelf, but when you have a 36 like I have, it's very hard. There is nobody that is gonna cut this way.
Well, there is equipment that can do it. Absolutely, we've done it before, in which we can.
Okay,
Like I said, there's no reason why.
if they can give me the shelf done, it's better. If they can't, and
Yeah,
I
just
have
completely
to wait.
done, just at the size, at the
Yes,
exact
at the
size.
top.
You don't have to cut anything. Is that right? So just get it sent to you, and like there's no reason why you have to cut it. It's just gonna be the exact size that you need. But the thing
Yes.
is that you said you want it thicker than 3/4 inches, right? How much thicker do you want it?
Does not really have to be thick, have to look thick. So that's why I add the molding at the corner. So that look like a thick, chunky shelf, but it's not.
Okay,
I
so
usually
even if it's
one
three
that
quarter
I did.
inches, yeah, please do. Because I was gonna say, so even if it's 3/4 inch, but as long as you have that look, that's what you're looking for, right?
Let me see if I have here the pictures so I can send to you. I do. Did you get the picture?
I did, yes. I'm looking at it right now. I see it, yeah. Makes a lot of sense. Okay, so yeah, that edge is what you're seeking to make it look thicker. Even though it can be 3/4 inch, as long as you can have that.
Yes. So that's what it, on this one, what I did is I put a piece of plywood on the top. I put a piece of plywood on the bottom and a flat molding on the front. So when you look at the shelf, looks like it's a chunk shelf, but it's not. It's all,
right. It's just,
it's
the face.
It's hollow inside. It's hollow.
Yeah, it has like a little, it like a little drop. It has a few centimeters that are, because I can see, you can't see the bottom of the wine glass. So, how thick is that edge there?
I think that one is 3 inches. No, I don't know if it's 2 inches or 2.5 inches, or something like this. That
okay.
one. But that
yeah,
doesn't have to be that thick. You know, that's not happening.
Well, that's beautiful. You made that?
Yes, I just draw and the guys did.
That's beautiful. Okay. Yeah, that gives me a better idea as well. And that's what you want for the shelvings that on the picture that you just showed me where the little plants are at, right?
And if you look at this, it's all the basic cabinets. I put a sink, real sink cabinet. I put a drawer base. I just flip it, one cabinet on the top down so it looks like a modern style because it's one cabinet that was flipped on the top.
Yes, I see it, yes.
So it's all basic things that you have, like it's standard things. There's nothing special. I just put together to make another. I did another thing too. I flipped a cabinet on the top of a oven, and I hide the hood that this lady, she doesn't want to see the hood. So I flipped a cabinet on the top. I did not put a hood valance because she did not like. So I do a lot of stuff, like I imagine a lot of stuff with the regular cabinets, so it's the basic cabinets. I don't go too
right,
much, I do customizations, but it is not really, a custom cabinet, you know, it's just a basic on the regular cabinet.
I understand, absolutely. So you're just, let's say, just dealing with the design and making it happen. Even they are some are not even being used. Let's say. Okay, so going back to the old picture, the one that you sent me. So that's exactly how you want those three shelvings to look like, right?
I'm sorry?
I said going back to the first picture that you sent me, that's exactly the way the way this one looks is the way that you want those three shelvings to look like, right? One's right next to the kitchen?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
To the stove, I'm sorry?
Yes.
So,
yes.
You can have it 3/4 inches, but as long as you have a thicker face panel,
looking.
You can
yeah.
Just make it look thick, right? Yeah, I don't see why that's not possible. That's actually very possible. Absolutely. You just don't want to see the wood, the cut. You don't want to see the cut, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, Anna, let me ask you a question. Do you have more to work on this project that we're looking at right now?
Yes, I have to present to the owner before I said, okay, I will buy this.
Of course.
But
absolutely.
I like it, the price, by the way.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So the price is, you're willing to work with it, but you just want to change some other things, right?
Yes. And Kaplan's, okay. You put everything together, like the vanities and
Yes. The vanities are included in there. If you can see them. I'm not sure if you can see them there.
And it's all assembled, right?
All assembled, yes. It's all assembled.
No, it's just the kitchen. Just the kitchen is 6,000.
Give me 1 second. No, this is all included. Give me 1 second. No, the whole price is 6,000, including the vanities. Give me 1 second. You have to be able to see it. Why is it not showing? Okay, so we're talking about Christine here. I do apologize. I do apologize. Though the one that I just sent you is for the first one with the kitchen and the vanities, which was for Kaplan. That's the quote for Kaplan, which is the kitchen and the vanities. Because you wanted
the Kaplan, they want a different color on the vanity. That's why I'm asking if it's all included. Where should I create a panels? Okay, it's two. It's one. Yeah, that's right. Where should I send a plywood? Where should I send a plywood? What is that? 36x96. What is that? Where should I tall filler? Okay, I need 4. Yes, I did. Where should I 24x80? 4. Okay, yes. Why sugar 27? Yes. Why sugar 30? Why sugar 15? Why sugar 12? Is that for the kitchen?
No, this is for the vanity and the kitchen. So the first quote is 6,184. That's for flat box. The second quote is 6,474. That's for assembled. But it does include the vanities in there. Let me see if they have the colors. Mm-hmm. What specific, and we're going by the numbers that you sent. So what specific vanities do you want in gray shaker and caramel?
I sent the pictures to you. Let me go back in the pictures because I do not remember. I have it.
Don't worry about it. I can look at it right now. Give me 1 second.
For the master bathroom is all caramel shaker. For the guest bathroom,
So the master bedroom you want white shaker. The makeup area.
No. She doesn't want
caramel.
White shaker anymore. She wants both for the vanity area and for inside the bathroom for the master bathroom. She wants caramel shaker.
So the master bathroom caramel shaker and the makeup area caramel shaker.
Yes.
And then you have the guest bathroom and gray shaker. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then the V2 bath, which is the powder room, let's say, will be a white shaker, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going with master bathroom caramel, makeup area caramel, guest bathroom gray shaker, and in the V2, the half bath, I'm sorry, white shaker, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me put that on my notes if you don't mind. master bathroom, you want caramel instead.
Yeah, I showed her my pictures, my bad pictures, my, not bad, but not so bad, but my pictures I sent to her, and she changed the color of the room.
I understand. Sometimes, you know, they look at it, and oh, I don't like that, and they want to switch it up. It happens all the time. But, and that's what makes our job fun, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't care changes. As soon as I did not buy yet, it's just in the picture, I can change everything, right? Once
yeah,
I buy,
absolutely.
And then no more changes, or they're going to pay for
it. Yeah, once it's purchased, that's it. Like, it's being manufactured, and then you're paying money, you know? So, one thing I do want to let you know that, you're able to change it with us at no extra cost. So if for some reason it's sent to you and you don't like it, you can send it back to us and we'll ship it back out to you with no extra cost. I don't know if I mentioned that to you. So, okay, so I have that on my notes. With the master bathroom, let's change to white caramel. And, but is the kitchen okay? Is that right? Did you look at that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the price that I sent you is for the kitchen and the vanity.
Just a second.
Sure, take your time. And do you mind if I place you just on a brief hold?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, I'm back, Anna.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, so Christine, with the one with Christine, we're good, right? Which is a Winchester Gray. You have it all in order, right?
I don't know if it's going to be caramel or Winchester Gray. I'm going to show, that's why I told you I need the sample door so I can show her what I have on color. Because she wants to see the countertop and all this stuff, so I that's why I need the sample door.
Right.
Or I don't know, or a piece, or just a piece, any piece that they cut with the color. I mean, doesn't have to be a whole door.
Yeah, you just want the exact color. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes sense. Okay, so what I think while you work on that, Anna, what's going on with Alex? Do you think you can send that new one now and we can move forward with that one?
Yeah, Alex, I'm gonna send to you in a moment. Okay,
okay.
I already know what I want.
Okay, because that one's a lot more simpler. So we would like to get that one out of the way. And you say, okay, well, Alex can be, we can get that today. And then the other ones are a little more complicated. We can take our time and deal with that one, as we go.
Yeah, because
I'm going to place you on a brief hold real quick, okay?
Okay. Can I call? Oh, hold on.
Hello? Hello, sir. How are
you? Can I call you later? Can you call me back later? Because I have to finish this, and then when I finish
sir,
I can
sir,
see,
sir,
okay?
Do you mind if I can call you back like in 1 minute? I'm on the phone right now with Anna. She's telling me she wants to call me back. I'm going to call you back in 1 minute, I promise. Okay. No, I'm going to call you right back.
Okay.
Anna, I'm sorry about that.
Yes, okay, that's okay.
So you want me to call you back or you can call me back?
Yes, please. Yes. I have to finish one thing. That's why I'm not giving you attention because I need to finish this.
I understand. Do you want to call me back in tomorrow or today or you want me to call you back?
Oh, I just sent to you, Alex, and if you want to call me back just to make sure you got it and everything, okay?
Sure. Send me Alex's, okay. and we'll move forward with that, and then we'll take another, we'll go on from there. Is that okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.